Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Real Smooth Talk Radio with your host, DJ Jane OG, on the 1, 2s, and 3s to give everything you need to proceed in this crazy illusion called the world. What's going on, people? First off, I want to say, you know, anybody that's having a hard time right now, anybody lost a loved one to this particular coronavirus, I want to send my condolences off the rip. And hopefully for other people that have not lost anybody, hope you've been having a good weekend so far. I'm going to kick it off like this. I want to say peace to the gods and the goddesses known and unknown. And I want to say peace to the ancestors known and unknown as well, yours and mine. You already know. So with that being said, going into today's show. Today's show, I wanted to talk about why has everything been like focused on this politically correctness? Okay? And what I mean by that, I'm gonna give you my definition, and I'm going to go into the soliloquy of what I have to say today. Okay? And my definition on that is being politically correct is saying the right things at the right time. Even if you don't believe in them, in order to get on certain platforms, meaning certain networks of TV shows, interviews, or anything like that, you got to say most of the time, in order for it to be like really public size, you got to say like the right things at the right time. You can't say certain words, you can't say certain racial slurs and things of that nature. Now, I want y'all to, audience, I would love for y'all to, okay, I know people go to YouTube all the time. I want you to type in, the next time you get a chance to go to YouTube, I found the clip. It's Kali Muhammad on Phil Donahue show. This happened in like 1994. It's an old clip, but I want you to go and check that out. Now, here's the significance about it. The man that hosted the show happens to be a Caucasian man, and he got a chance to say words that today a lot of people, news anchors, anybody that's on television that happens to be white, they cannot say this word. Y'all know the word I'm talking about. Ain't nobody dumb. Talking about the word nigga. I can say it because I'm one. Whatever. Now, that man said that word multiple times on that show. I did my research. His show did not get canceled after that interview. But, hold on, let me go to my notes right quick. Because I did want to bring up something else on that level. Hold on a second. It's been multiple recurring things. You can go to Google and Google this for yourself. Like, here's a couple of articles of people today that has lost their job by saying a racial slur. More than 100,000 people signed a petition by MSNBC to get an anchor to be fired after a racial slur. This came out. This article came out in January 28, 2020. Okay. Here's another one. Kimberly and Beck, host for the Charlotte Observer, were fired after a racial radio comment. This was in June the 3rd, 2020. I can go on to a few other ones, but I want to read those just to give you a glimpse onto what I'm saying so it has some validity to what I mean. Oh, I got my queen on the line and I got my brother on the line. Hold on a second. Let me make his mic hot. Hold on 1 second. No, you probably got something to say. What's going down with it, bro?
What's up? What's up?
Shoot, chilling, man. Just getting to the topic of the day. I was about to make my queen mic hot right now, but I don't think she has something to say just yet. She'll let me know. I was just giving them people my synopsis on exactly, you know, why is this politically correct? You know, this movement, why is it so pertinent right now amongst everybody? Like, people losing their jobs based on the things that they say. You have any comments on that right quick before we move on?
Well, some people say it's a distraction from something else, and others may say that, you know, they may even go deeper. And the individual, like I broke down a couple of minutes ago about how that person assumes what might happen if they do this, because they take action. I mean, that's their action. That's something that they do. And if it's premeditated, it's probably something, it's an outcome that they're looking for. And I think subconsciously they look to get fired. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like I made that example, like some people, they come to work today all mad, and then they be like, man, I'm going to get fired today. I think I'm going to go off today. I'm going to get fired today. You know, stuff like that. It's you could say that, or you know what I'm saying, it's just just simple law of attraction, mind control thing. And, you know, or like I said, first time, this is something that's supposed to distract the hell out of us about something.
No doubt. Much respect. To add on to that, it's funny because the reason why I gave those people a while ago, gave everybody basically, and I told them to go check out this particular interview from Khalid Muhammad on the Phil Donahue show, is because this man actually had the right and he had the leeway to say he said nigger multiple times on his own show. It was live television. And he did not get canceled. Now, granted, like I said earlier, this show was in 1994. Okay? So, he didn't get canceled. His show kept going. But people do that now, they get fired. They lose their jobs, you know. But it's funny.
Yeah.
The main premise of the point is for today is, why did it take so long for this to transpire? Why didn't it happen to him back then? Oh, what is the press trying to tell us? It takes a lot of black African American people to get killed by white cops to make this transpire, make this come to fruition, make it manifest. It's kind of crazy, you know. But we're gonna get into exactly, you know, the truth is words are power. We're gonna get into that though for sure. Before we do, take our first break of the day and get our music in and our vibe in as well. Real Soul Music Talk Radio with your host, DJ Jane OG.
I might like you a little, maybe more than just in the middle. Trying to explain, but it ain't that simple. I'll jump out if you give me a signal. I will take my head off the swivel. Sing your praises like it's a hymnal. For your pleasure, I'll be simple. Cause I love the way that it jiggles. Think I found something just my type. I ain't gotta look no more. Think I found something like my wife. There's a lot of waiting for. You're the kind of fruit that feels so ripe. I know it's gotta taste amazing. If I had a chance at you, nothing that I wouldn't do.
Oh my love,
put it on everything I've achieved. Like a queen, yeah, if you wanna take that life with me, I give you all of me, anytime you'll ever need. So if you wanna take that life with me, we can take a ride to the moon. Hurry up, I wanna leave soon. Tie you up. I'm trying to do, fill your space so it ain't no more room. So come through, so I can get loose. Ooh, you know I need you. Think I found something just my type. And I ain't gotta look no more. Think I found something like my wife. Like love to be yours. Oh, 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 spaceship to another world. Well, I'd be your boy and you'd be my girl. So if you wanna take that ride with me, I'll put it on everything. I treat you like a queen. So if you wanna take that ride. You'll ever need. So if you
the angels in the covering, that is your protection as the bouncer at the club. At least that's from what I understood, what I took away.
But that's your outfit. That's your outfit. Yeah. But yeah. You got to remember, we got to start thinking a little bit more aggressive. These things ain't coming to help you and protect you. These things are you.
Right.
So you're
right.
You're stepping back into your outfit as what you are. So you protecting you. You get what I'm saying? Now you just have your weaponry to do that protection. Before, your weaponry was outside of you, so you're calling on it. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And then we've graded ourselves down to praying to it. And then we, in this conscious community, has walked back to invocation and invoking it. So what do you think the end result of all of that is? We're going to start wearing these outfits again. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So we have to start upgrading the way we think instead of like they're protecting us, that it is us. And we are here now to protect others. We are here now to protect our game. Is really that, and we say this with no ego because you're telling the story right to our face. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You put on an outfit. That's clear. And as Phil said,
Power Rangers.
Yes. Yes. All of those are the visualization systems. You know what I'm saying? Go, Thundercat, go. You know what I'm saying? Shazam.
Yeah.
Anything you need to do it. Almighty Isis, let it. Anything you need to do, because all that they were trying to do was showing you how to invoke while all this church shit was going on in your face. The superhero was invoking and expressing by putting on his disguise or his costume. That just happened. You just put on your Superman cape. You just put on your Superman outfit, your Spider-Man outfit. You just got to live it out now. You understand what I'm saying? Like Phil said, things come in and things come out.
Right.
So, as I pointed out, as the golden race, us, starts to rise and reanimate, pull ourselves together, it marks the end of the beast system. So what you'll notice is all that Trump shit is just going to get funnier and funnier to us. The mother thing is shivering in their boots.
Right.
But to us, all that Kim Jong-gong and all that dumb shit is happening, you're going to be laughing and laughing as he grabs all the pussies he can possibly grab and get away with it. It's fucking hilarious.
You
can't believe he said grab the pussies is our president. Oh, nigga, we've been telling y'all that for years. This shit is a joke. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, Bill Maher made another point, too, I want to get out. Or somebody on Bill, no, Penn from Penn and Teller made a, he said, this shit, Donald Trump proves, ain't no fucking Illuminati, ain't no Bilderberg, ain't no this, ain't no that. Otherwise, they would have been none put an end to that shit. You know what I'm saying? They would not let this madness go on. Now, we know that shit exists, but what it proves, and I want y'all to hear this portion well, all the shit I've been telling you from the jump, they don't have the power that we keep giving them. They've been selling us Wolf tickets and Beyonce Masonic tickets, and we think they got their hands all over shit, and they ain't all through the music. They ain't nothing. Otherwise, they would have killed Trump's ass. Just because, for no other reason, they need him or they need a president to make this thing look presidential, to make this little American hustle look real. You following what I'm saying, guys?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This American hustle has to look real. So they cannot allow Donald Trump, not because of him being an evil racist without morality, don't give a fuck about that, just because they need someone white, just like they needed someone black like Obama to make you take this shit seriously. Every nigga, my president said that, my president, they was all in, niggas. Couldn't stay in America 5 minutes before because some Trayvon Martin shit. Then it was all in with Obama. You understand? So those powers that be, that do exist, they couldn't allow Trump for his Looney Tunes approach to this. He's making America look like Looney Tunes. And he only should be showing us the conscious, what we've been telling forever. This shit ain't real. These niggas ain't real. And what I've been saying out my mouth and others been saying, these words, they have no power. Because if they did, they would have stopped him. They would have had to stop him to keep the front going. You understand? I just needed to get that off my chest.
All right, Real Something Shark Radio. We're back. Gonna make my brother hot, Mike hot right quick. And all right, bro, your mic's hot.
Yeah.
Before we continue, I know you might want to have something to say about that there.
Yeah, I mean, like speaking from an individual viewpoint, the power is, you know, is in every individual, especially in, like, you know, when they talk about heroes, that's more of a higher consciousness kind of power, you know, putting on your Superman cape, but they just animated that and made it allegorical to what is going on to highly conscious people today. You know, so it's, you know, higher consciousness is basically what he was saying. And he's saying that they have no power. Not saying that they don't have a higher consciousness, because they know how to manipulate others into doing, you know, things and following things and believing things, believing that they have power. So through ignorance, they gain power. They gain power through ignorance. And that's a very evil trait. I mean, that's by far the definition of evil, you know, is ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where that essence comes from, of evil. So the only way evil can thrive, like I say, the only way the villains can thrive is people believe in them and people fear them. That's the only
mm-hmm.
way they can thrive. And, you know, you have, you know, him. I call him a superhero. He's like the Superman, and he was breaking down everything about it and enlightening people through a superhero way, like saving people, you know. Like, you know, so saving
yeah.
them some time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And provide, you know, stuff like that. That's all.
Yeah, no doubt. To add on to that, yeah, man, that's Panic, man. That's a brother that I've been like fucking with for like years, and you know he's on the same path that we on, basically, to learn the truth. And he was, like you said, he broke it down scientifically and metaphysically. So to add more credence to what he had to say. The only real reason that people fear something is because they don't know what they fear. It's in their mind. So, like, when people, like, when Tupac came out with the album Illuminati, he was one of the first people to kind of put Illuminati out there to let people know that they actually existed. Okay, cool. No doubt. So they got their power through the minds of people that didn't know who they were and what they can do. So when a lot of celebrity deaths start happening, a lot of people start fearing the Illuminati because they didn't know. They feared them because they were like, man, they must be powerful because they're taking out celebrities. And people were basically saying, okay, We're gonna give the credit to them. They the ones that did this. Okay, who? The Illuminati. The Illuminati took out a lot of celebrities. I'm not gonna go down the list because it takes too damn long. But yeah, he was speaking some truth, man. No doubt. And I've been messing with him for years. So, okay. Now, I'm gonna get back into today's show. We got about 6 minutes left. Okay. Getting back to this politically correct stuff. Like, this is what I'm thinking. And I want to get your opinion. I'm thinking it's a cover-up. Like, CEOs of different networks and companies and things of that nature. Sponsors, how about that? They're trying to protect their face. They're trying to protect face value, basically money. because this is a capitalist society, right? So they're trying to protect their money by not trying to, I guess, it's stupid, but this is what they, I know this is what they think. They're trying to protect their integrity by not letting no employees of their company say certain racial slurs. So what I'm thinking is, like, some people would say, okay, cool, it's great. Like, some people are getting fired for saying racial slurs on television. I don't like it. This is why. They really don't, those CEOs of those networks and people that run the real stuff of those industries and production companies, whatever, they don't give a damn about nobody on their, like, on their payroll, employees saying a racial slur. The only reason why they firing them is because they're going to lose money. I don't think shit's changed. I just think that things have got so capitalistic that those people are losing money by their employees saying racial slurs. What do you have to say about that, bro?
I can somewhat agree because, I mean, the CEO themselves, I don't think they are the ones that do the firing themselves. I think it's, you know, somebody, a management below them that takes care of that. And, you know, most of the time it be that way. So the CEOs themselves, they probably, you know, have no, like, I mean, you know, little to no effect unless they start losing customers because they may lose a month or a month of revenue or something like that. But, you know, it usually all gets replaced, you know, through them selling their stocks or selling their shares or something. And, you know what I'm saying? It's always another way for them to bounce back if they do lose a lot of money with that. Because one thing about CEOs, just because you CEO of one company, it doesn't mean that your money just coming from that one company. You have many more ways to get money. And a good CEO will be like that, and most of them are. You have other ways of capitalizing your losses. Stuff like that, and making more profit, and, you know, stuff like that. And so, I mean, like, they, like it don't stop. So, I mean, it's just like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, added to that point, I agree. I mean, they sharks and blood infested waters. I mean, you got to think about it. I mean, now, the truth is, most people, I ain't going to say all most people, I'm going to say a lot of people that become CEOs of companies, they didn't necessarily go to college and get an MBA and, you know, a master of business degree, you know, all that stuff. They actually probably got it handed down from their parents.
Yeah.
I'll give you a good example. The owner of the New York Knicks basketball team, the NBA team, everybody know what the Knicks are. No disrespect. Sorry, my New York people, but I have to say the truth. James Dolan is a joke. Like, his dad was, like, running the company a whole lot, like, way better than him. And since he passed and gave it to his son, they haven't done hardly nothing on the basketball court. Like, they're a joke. Like, they ain't nobody, no big-time stars want to go play for New York Knicks. But not because of the New York Knicks. They don't want to go play there because of the owner. So I totally agree with what you had to say because, I mean, some people, like I said, nepotism runs throughout this world. And I ain't say world, but just mainly here in America. Okay? Yeah. Nepotism is nothing more than a fancy way of saying certain people get in certain positions and they didn't earn it. They only got in those positions because of the heritage of their family. All right, past that. The last point I wanted to get into before we go in session, bro, what you want to leave the people with to, you know, let them know that words are actually power. And how
well,
can they use it?
Well, I could just tell a person to reflect on the normal words that you say every day, stuff like that. It's two things to it. It's the word itself, and it's the vibration you bring with those words. Because some words, if said in a friendly way, you know what I'm saying? Like if they know you're playing or something like that. It changed the whole vibe of everything instead of being angry and saying certain words. And there are certain words, you know, that trigger words. They may trigger somebody to thinking something unhealthy. So, I mean, they know what positive is. They know how to get into that stuff. It's all on YouTube, the affirmations, positive affirmations, meditation affirmations, words that you can put together in a sentence that you may not put it together, but it makes sense and it stays with you. It's just they have to do the work, you know. It's basically just it.
No doubt. We'll go ahead and sign out, but I'm going to leave the people with this here. So I piggyback off of what you had to say. Well, people are going to have to get to a point of the ones they can. What I'm about to say is not for everybody. But if you can really understand what I'm about to say, try it. Okay. Write down 5 words that trigger you to make you mad. Okay? If you a black person and somebody that's not black calls you a nigga, that might be one of them. But write down 5 words that make you mad. Somebody can say any one of these 5 words to you, and you react to them, and you get mad, you get real hysterical, you just, ready to fight, pretty much, just by those people saying those words. Okay, the science is, you're going to have to learn how to let that go. I know it's a hard thing, especially for my women out there. I know a lot of women do not like being called a bitch. Okay? That's a trigger for them. They're going to go off. What I'm saying is, I know this is hard to do. It takes time. Like my brother said, you got to do the work. But you're going to have to learn how to unmind control yourself. Matter of fact, how about this? Deprogram yourself from having those trigger words make you react emotionally. People that sit there and say words don't empower are idiots. You should push them down a stairwell or push them down some stairs or something. I'm playing, but I'm just saying. I mean, for real, just get them out your face. Get the hell away from them. Because they're going to make it harder for you to get over this. See, the only way that words hurt you is because you have emotions about yourself that you haven't dealt with. If a woman knows that she's a true woman and she's doing everything she can to be that, if somebody calls her a bitch, she won't react to it. If a man know he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, taking care of business, whatever, blah, 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 blah. If somebody called him, you a boy, you ain't no grown man, he shouldn't react to it. So basically what I'm saying is, if you live your life accordingly to the way you need to live it, and you're actually happy with yourself, nobody should be able to change your emotions by a single word. Take away the triggers, and you'll get the riches. On that note, we out of time. We're going to go ahead and sign out. Appreciate y'all listening in. Y'all make sure y'all download the podcast. I got the links on there for my brother's apparel. And I have the link on there for his class that he gives, breathing techniques and things of that nature. All right, on that level, we out, bro.
All right,
peace, man. Father's Day to you too. We out.